I've titled the short message tonight that to believe is a choice. To believe is a choice. why do I say to believe is a choice? Because belief is the starting point of knowing. There's a place you start in order to know what you know so far. You started somewhere, and there's a place you will start to move forward to where you want to go. And therefore, you choose what you want to pursue. That's why I'm saying belief is a choice, because everybody chooses what they want to pursue. And if you believe that with God all things are possible, you will pursue God's ways, and then your life will gradually transform. And you start manifesting the impossibles. It's walking in the double-double, a possibility in the natural realm. It isn't. It's not a possibility in the natural realm. But if you choose the way of God, you will gradually start to experience a wave of manifestation until one time you realize, I have actually attained the double-double. And so it's got to be a choice that you make. If you're not fully persuaded that the double-double is possible, or the life of the spirit, or life that life is spiritual, of course, on the contrary, you are going to pursue worldly avenues to be able to attain what you want. And that is very popular, not only with the people that are not born again, but even with people who are born again. They look at, this is what I want, and this is what I will pursue, and this is the way I will pursue it. So that's why I would say that to believe is a choice. It's each one of us has to choose the way I want my life to go. And I believe that's why the Bible would tell us God offers us life and death. And he says, you choose the one you want. And just in case you're very silly, let me suggest, choose life, isn't it? But eventually, you still have to choose yourself. So tonight, we are going, I'm taking us somewhere so that we can pray together, looking at why must we believe that it is possible to achieve the double-double. Because if you are looking at matters in the natural realm, it's easy to wonder, really? But if you're looking at it from the spiritual perspective, that means you are believing. You are choosing to believe. Let's go to Proverbs 4:18 in the Amplified Classic. Proverbs 4:18 in the Amplified Classic. I'm hoping we will do a lot more prayer than me talking, so I might fast track this. It says, but the path of the uncompromisingly just and righteous is like the light of dawn that shines more and more, brighter and clearer, until it reaches its full strength and glory in the perfect day to be prepared. This is a scripture we pray a lot with, that the path of the righteous is like a light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. So what I see in this scripture is that we must believe that we are on the right path for it to unfold. It talks about it gets brighter and brighter. So it's a progressive walk. So we must believe that we are on the right path in order to make the progressive steps that will push us to the next level and the next level. Because if you don't make the choice to walk that path that the scripture is saying is a path that shines brighter and brighter, if you don't believe that there is brightness that will unfold in this path, will you start the journey? Most likely not. Because what you don't believe, you don't pursue. So the key thing is, I want to make And me and my faculties believe that it is possible to attain what the word is saying. Then I can now start making the corresponding steps to move in tandem with what the word is saying. The faith life, I will say it with no shadow of doubt, it's not a wishful thinking life. It's not a wish. The faith life, sometimes people think it's just, I'll make a confession, I will pray some casual prayers, I will attend church. It's not, that's part of it, it's good, but it is not it. It is a conviction. The life of faith is a conviction. When a prophetic word comes, it must, your heart must be fully convinced that what this prophetic word saying is a reality. And once your heart becomes convinced, then you will start unfolding that path, because you're going to ask and seek to know how and where am I supposed to be, what am I supposed to be pursuing in order to achieve this that I'm fully convinced it is. Listen to what James 1:9 says. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That's why I'm saying to believe is a choice. Because you can believe and not believe. Sorry, I'm not an English teacher, so I might make statements that don't make common sense, but they make spiritual sense. You can believe and not, you can think that I'm in it, but actually we are not, you're not in it. That's why James would say, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. What does that mean? That man is half-hearted. He can see it, but he can't see it. He can hear it, but he's not conceptualizing it. So he can say it, but it is on the lip level. It's not in the heart level. Because anything that you believe, you pursue with all that is within you. So that means that it's a half-hearted condition, and it becomes ineffective. Because until it is, you're fully persuaded, then it is unlikely that you will apprehend what it is that you are hoping for. So a half-hearted heart, I will say that it's a belief in the convenience. And that's not faith. Faith is not a belief in the it's not things becoming convenient. Faith is pursuing things even when matters are not convenient, okay? So, because, why do I say that? Because convenience never arrived anybody anywhere. Honestly, most of our lives, if you're going to do just what is convenient, do you know you won't even keep a job? Just an earthly job. You will not keep an earthly job if you're just looking for everything that is convenient. Because convenience is actually a very laid down position. Because it's a battle that we are in. And we have somebody that is contending with what we are apprehending. In the New Living Translation, that scripture, Proverbs 4:18, I'll read 18 to 19. It says, the way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn. You see the starting point? The righteous, our righteousness starts from a point of belief. So the way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn. So there is, if I were to say it in Kikuyu, I would say, Godheri, Godheri. Sorry, all of you. Godheri, Sabdio. Is that how the Kikuyu will say, the gleam. Something, you know, it's, you can see it from far, but there is, you know, I'm not good in Swahili, so I will not try. But yeah, I'm trying to lay emphasis in it. Yeah? It's you can, there's something, it's like a gleam of dawn which shines even brighter until the full light of day. So when the sun is rising, It doesn't arise with all the brightness. That's why the nutritionists or the doctors will tell you, if you want to get your serotonin, that one, you have to get it in that hour before 9, because it's light, but it's not hot, or later in the evening, okay? So it's like that. But there is a time where it becomes seriously hot. That sun, you love it, but really, you don't want it, isn't it? So until the full light of day. But listen to verse 19. But the way of the wicked is like total darkness. They have no idea what they are stumbling over. So us, we belong to the path that shines brighter and brighter. The believer is making progressive steps every day. It's not once every 3 months. And it is not in June and August. It is a progressive journey. What the word that was spoken was the genesis of our belief for the double. But if we are to finally manifest it every day, there is something that you and me are doing in line with that word so that we can energize the word to start producing the results. We are not going to wait for the results to happen the next time the prophet comes. The next time the prophet comes, we are going to be giving the testimonies of what has been happening, because it's a daily progressive steps. And we are drawing closer to the full light day, which we can say is we are drawing. So what does that mean? There is movement happening, and there is positivity in our hearts. We are not allowing our hearts to become dull with that prophetic word. We are not allowing our hearts to forget the prophetic word. We are not allowing our emotions to get catch us up and start dawning on the word. We are making movements, because belief is a choice. So we are choosing every day that I am putting a more food on this word that I had. So then that means my heart is feeding and praying over that word and exercising that word, even in giving. And I am making progressive steps every day by choosing, not by default. Because the default mode is usually keeps you behind. So we are making movement every day. That means we are joyfully expectant of what we are believing for. We don't have dull moments. We are joyfully expectant about it. It's something I'm speaking, if I have to speak to myself, if you have to speak to your husband about it, if you have to speak to whoever you live with, if you have to speak to yourself, you're reminding yourself which season we are in. We are the season of apprehending the fullness of that which was spoken over this congregation, that we are achieving the double. Because it is available. Verse 19 says that the wicked walk in total darkness, and which means they are clueless. That cannot be us. We cannot be clueless about what we have had. We cannot be clueless, and they are clueless. So they make unbelief statements. They will say, "How long? I've been praying, and then you're moving further. You're getting closer." They will ask statements, and "When, God, when? Does this thing really work?" Because it is possible to get, you know, impatient, and you start wondering, "I've been praying, I've been confessing, I've been seeking counsel, but I don't seem to be making progress." That will remove you from belief. The minute you start asking those questions, you'll be moved the path of the righteous. So what are we going to do? We are simply going to believe and stay believing. So to believe is to make a choice. It's a choice that we are going to make. That part of the Amplified Classic says that our light shines more and more, brighter and brighter, until it reaches its full strength and glory. So there's a destination where manifestation happens. Manifestation does not happen at the beginning. It happens at a destination. And so what are we supposed to do? Our praying is to push us closer to the destination of the full strength. Because if your spirit is weak, it cannot be able to receive the double. Because remember what is stewarding. You are given to steward what you have prepared to carry or to hold. So if you're not prepared enough, even though it is there, that's what we say, you cannot give a young lad a kingdom to rule because he is not equipped. It's the same with that. So there is an element of reaching full strength, and then we see the glory, which is the manifestation. So then I will say, well, the perfect day referred to here is referring to the eventual day of the Lord's return, because that's what the scriptures say, that path is like a light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. So we will continue. This path we are in will continue to unfold until Jesus returns, and then it's all done. While I believe that's what is referring to in the context of the day and what we are believing for, it can be applied to the day or season when the promise that I've been believing for finally comes, and I can shout victory, and I can come and testify and say, see what the Lord has done. The scripture we opened with, Psalms 145, says that one generation shall talk about your wonderful works to the next generation. What wonderful works? The works that we have seen the Lord do, because we have refused to not believe. We have maintained and stayed in our belief system. Okay? So we're going to stay believing. Psalms 84 verse 5 says, I'm not sure whichever version you use, probably, let's just read it in whatever version. I forgot to note the version. This is what it says, Psalms 84 verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. Who is the blessed man? The man who is set on pilgrimage, not the man that is standing still. The man who is set on pilgrimage. What is pilgrimage? A pilgrimage outlines a particular spiritual focus. So you're set, if you are set on pilgrimage, if you are on a particular spiritual focus or pathway, that you believe will lead to an encounter with God. That's what pilgrimage is. And I'm not saying we start making a pilgrimage to Mecca or Canaan or Medina, or wherever people make, because sometimes we associate pilgrimage with that. It's a physical movement. I'm talking about a spiritual movement. Psalms 84:5 says, blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. So how does the Lord strengthen our spiritual lives? By setting our hearts on what he has all that and guided us to walk into. So we have to allow ourselves to be strengthened physically, even physically, to attain. Because, you know, we are the carriers of the anointing. So even though we may seem stagnant physically, because we are not on our way to Canaan or Mecca, we are making progress in the spiritual realm, and we are apprehending things, because in our spiritual containers, we are growing, we are moving, we are shifting, we are rising, we are expanding, and we are increasing daily. So we are being strengthened by the word so that we can one day manifest what we are in faith and believing for. So we are going to look at Romans 4, 19 to 21. It's a popular scripture. It talks about how Abraham held on to the promise. So I'm just going to make a few references. We don't actually need to read it all. But verse 19 talks about how did he hold on to the promise that took so long, and it looked almost impossible. Number one, in verse 19 says, not being weak in faith. He was not weak in faith. So I'm saying that we are feeding well to build our faith on the word we have received. So we want to stay on that path by feeding well. Verse 20 says, he did not doubt or waver at the promise. He did not have unbelief words in his vocabulary. He did not waver. He had no unbelief words in his vocabulary. He stood firm. So he didn't, the clock was ticking. He was growing older. His wife was growing older. But the clock did not dictate or affect his belief. So the clock and the timelines and the months is not going to dictate our belief for the double. We are not going to go by, we are coming to the end of the year. Because sometimes we allow the year to become the marker. The year is not the marker. December is not the marker. The word was spoken, but it did not give an end date. It just says it's been released for us. So if it's been released for us, what will accelerate it? It's my pursuit of it is what will accelerate it. So if I am a slow mover, maybe I'll still apprehend it in 2 years or 3 years, while somebody else might apprehend it in 2 months. You understand? That's why I'm saying believing is a choice. It's what you believe is how, and how fast you want to push it is how fast it will come, because when God releases it, he says it's yours. Verse 21 says he was fully convinced. Fully, some versions will say fully persuaded. So what does that mean? His mind was made up. His mind was made up. It's a song that these guys say, sing, I got my mind made up, and I won't look back. You know that song? That's it. That's what we're going to sing over this word. Our mind is made up. We're not going to look back, to wait to restart the cycle again next year. By the time we are getting to next year, we will have apprehended so much that even those who are lagging behind will say, aya, kumekwendo. So they will follow. You understand? Because we are making progress. You can't be coming to prayer here every Wednesday and fighting that traffic and just stay the same. We are moving. Tunakwenda. Mm-hmm. Tunakwenda. Mm-hmm. Tunakwenda. You can all interpret that Kiswahili, whether it's Kiswahili or it's Kikuyu. We went with Deacon Norman to, where did we go? Budalangi. We went to Budalangi when we were going to bring the children from Budalangi. Of course, because the children's home falls within my jurisdiction, so I was the one to explain to the parents what is happening. Oh my goodness. Talk about a PhD exam. Because now I have to speak in Kiswahili. I'm telling you, I have never sweat like that day. I'm thinking, I know what I want to say in English, but I have no clue what to say in Kiso. Oh, I spoke, I don't know what they thought, but I had already made a disclaimer. I told them, I am not a good Kiswahili speaker, but I believe we will communicate. We ended up communicating, but he was on the floor. But we made it. Yeah, luckily I'm not scared by nobody. So nothing shakes me. So we made it though, but it was complicated. It was like a half hour of, what shall I say? And I'm thinking, you've never lacked words to say. But in this context, I don't know what to say, but I need to communicate. But we ended up doing it by the mercies of God. So we are moving forward, isn't it? So you remember what Elder Francis, were you blessed by the ministry on Sunday? Oh my goodness, wasn't it powerful? One of the things that he kept emphasizing when he taught us so powerfully, he spoke to us about not using reasoning and logic as an excuse not to believe. You remember, he kept repeating that phrase, that we cannot reason ourselves out of the belief system. Because it's very easy to say and bring all your reasons to the table and say, my boss is a terrible boss. The last time we got a salary increase was 5 years ago, and they've been talking about how poor or terrible the company is. Those things are not playing any role in your double. They are not. You're believing. You're on the path of belief. And on this path, you're not looking west and you're not looking east. You're not looking to your employer. You're not looking to your family. You're not looking to how terrible you have been in the past. You're looking to what has been spoken to the ears that had it. And if you had it, then you have the propensity to apprehend it because it's available. So we are believing, we are praying, believing that we are getting it. I'll give you an example of, I was discussing with somebody this, sometimes, I can't even remember it's this week, we were watching something, and then it was about prosperity, and this wonderful Christian, I mean, you couldn't fault them, but they are not convinced about God wants to prosper everybody. They are not convinced, and they give me enough examples. If that's so, why this like this? Why this like this? Why this like this? And I thought, that's what Elder Francis was talking about. You're bringing your reasons, and they could be valid at the level of your understanding, but are they valid at the level of the word? No, because God is not a partial God. God says that I will flourish you, I will increase you, I will prosper you. In fact, he does not talk about you only. He says, I will prosper you and your children. I mean, it's beyond you. So if you're reasoning according to what we know and what we've been exposed to, then do you think we're going to make movement reasoning and bring logic to the table? We are going to believe as a choice. That's all. We're going to believe it and we are going to take it. So the fact that someone else is suffering does not negate the truth that the promise for us not to suffer is a reality. The fact that somebody else has not received their healing is not does not say God does not heal. He heals, even if it is me. If I haven't received my healing, that does not mean God does not heal. It means that I have not received the revelation of what it takes to heal me. And therefore saying that it's been years I've been praying for it, that means that I still have not received the revelation. And so I want to believe by choice God is a healer. And therefore I will pursue it, no matter how long it takes, instead of bringing reason and logic to it. So until those people develop their belief system, They will continue to suffer in that area, yet the help is available. So I would say for us also, we have to believe this promise so that we are not counted amongst those who don't believe and apprehend. So we are going to pray tonight on Ephesians 6:13. Ephesians 6:13 says, in the Amplified AMP, it says, therefore, put on the complete armor of God so that you will be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day of danger, and having done everything that the crisis demands. Are we seeing crisis in the world? Yes. There is crisis in the world. There's probably crisis where you live. Or there is crisis to people you know. But even then, this is what the scripture says. And having done everything that the crisis demands, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, and victorious. What is going to make us victorious in manifesting the prophetic word? It's standing firm in our belief system. So we are going to stand our ground. We are holding firmly. So we are praying about it. We are making confessions about it. We are expecting and we are preparing for the victory. We are not just cruising. We are very deliberate in the days ahead. I'm believing, I'm confessing, I'm receiving it, I'm preparing room for it. I'm preparing room for it. One of the things that I'm very good at is visiting homes on sale. And I'm not even buying, but I like, you know, my free time. You know, I told you we are very different. Some of you, your hobbies is to run around. It's called jogging. Others is to climb mountains. They call it hiking. I don't understand it. Mine is to go view homes. Even if I'm not buying, especially the posh ones. So I have a couple of property agents. So I say, which house are you renting? Do you have houses? I can, mm-hmm. And I go. I'll go. I will negotiate. That's my hobby. That's how I feel fulfilled. And I go home and I'm thinking, wow, you know, it's not taking me far, but. But this is, I say that to say that we are not going to stay stagnant. But you know, even as, you know what it does? It enlightens my thinking and I can see, oh, there are things like this, you know, because at my age, if you are not careful, you can stay ignorant. Ignorant, isn't it? You can stay ignorant. Nobody's inviting you for a lot of things. So you can say, so invite yourself. Invite yourself to even to the party. Invite yourself. Take yourself for dinner. So I take myself to house viewing, and I'm thinking, look at this bedroom. And I'm, you know, I'm thinking, oh, this is cool. But not that it means much. But what am I saying? Make some movement about what you're expecting. Are you believing God for a home? Is your double a home? Okay, start viewing houses and call me. At least invite me to the... Yeah. Is your double to move to another location? Start visiting those locations. Nobody will ask you. Just go if you just walk around the environment. Nobody will ask you that. It's Kenya, you understand? Whatever it is that you're believing for, it's a house, talk to Morris, it's a vehicle, talk to Morris, okay? Ask him, send me the vehicles that you're selling. You're just viewing, it's your faith you're activating. He won't charge you for sending you vehicles, you understand? Truly, make some movement on what you're believing God for the double. And you will recognize as you take the step, God will meet you because he can see you're serious about what you're believing for. So we believe for the double, double. So we are going to pray tonight in faith to birth it. This month of September, in our Sunday morning prayer meetings, we were using the theme of birthing. Were you blessed by Joshua last Wednesday? Yeah, that's how much he blesses us also in our prayer meeting. So you're invited if you're not serving somewhere. And I don't want all the others who are serving in their areas. So I'm inviting those who don't serve anywhere. We are making good progress in praying. We are making good progress. So tonight, I'd like us to pray for three things. Ephesians 6:18 in the Amplified, it says, with all prayer and petition, pray with specific requests. If you're believing, you have to be specific on what you're believing. I can guarantee you, in this congregation, if you go there and do a survey and ask them, what are you believing for the double-double? They don't know. A big percentage don't know. But they are believing for the double-double. But they don't know because they are not making specific requests. Yet Jesus himself is the one who said you have to say what you want. You have not because you ask not. If you ask generally, you will generally not get. That's just how it works. If you just ask general prayers, they're good. You can keep praying general prayers for the congregation, for the community, for Kenya, for Israel. It's good. But praying generally, you generally don't get much. Because what is your target? So we are making specific requests at all times, on every occasion and in every season in the Spirit. And with this in view, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all God's people. So one of the ways we are going to apprehend it is continuous prayer. So tonight, I want us to pray specifically for three things. We are going to pray for LFI projects. In the ministry, we are believing God for the double-double. There's a lot that needs to be done. There are children that need to eat. There is a school that needs to be completed. There are projects, major projects in this ministry that can only happen by the divine blessing of the double-double. So we are going to pray for LFI projects. We are going to pray for VFC congregation, ourselves included. All those that I've said, they haven't started specifying what they want. We want to believe God for specifics so that we can start seeing, you know how you do, there's a preacher I like very much, he says them, they have a list at the beginning of the year. They call them mark-offs. So they go ticking. This one done, this one done, this one done. Us, some not us. Some start the year with God, bless me this year supernaturally. February, bless us, bless me this year supernaturally. December comes and you ask them what was the supernatural, we've been praying. That's it. We want to be specific, isn't it? So we want to ignite the congregation to start being intentional about the specific praying for what they need so that they can start. That's done. Let's move to the next one. That's done. You understand? So that at least we can see some movement for all of us. And of course, we're going to pray for Israel. You all know all the shenanigans that are happening there. So we are going to pray for Israel as we pray for Kenya, believing God for order. Yeah. There's a lot that needs to happen in the nation. So we are going to pray in tongues, and then I'll ask three people. You can volunteer to come and pray for whichever of those items we need to pray for. So I'll ask you to stand up. We pray in tongues, and then we make declarations together. Father, tonight we approach your throne of grace with confidence. For the Bible says that we can come boldly to the throne room of God to find grace and help in time of need. We are coming expectant. We are coming believing. We are coming, O Lord, knowing that your ears are inclined to hear our cry tonight. So we are praying by faith, O God, believing that our prayers, Lord, will receive the answers that we are believing for. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us the right utterances for the things that we are praying for tonight in Jesus' wonderful name. Oh, we bless you, our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. You want to pray for Israel? For Israel? Project. You want to pray for project? Anybody else to volunteer? Your prayers, people. Deacon, what are you coming to pray for, please? Yeah. This to believe is a choice. Don't ever feel like that you can't pray. Prayer is not the amount of words. Prayer is faith, people. We are people of faith. Prayer ought to be at the forefront of our lives. It's okay. Who is praying for the congregation? You're praying for the congregation. Huh? He's praying for the project. You're praying for the congregation. Who is praying for Israel and the nation of Kenya? Okay, you pray. Oh, we thank you, Lord.
What you have said, evidenced in your word. And so, Father, tonight we make a proclamation that we believe in you, O God. We choose to believe in you, O Father. You have spoken it in your word, and Lord, we receive your word by faith. Our hearts receive your word by faith, O Lord. And so, Father God, we are steadfast in you. We trust you, O God. Thank you, O Lord. As you say in your word, O Father, that you will keep us in perfect peace, that our minds are steadfast because we trust in you, O God. And that's why we come in calling on your name, O Father, looking unto you, O God, the author and finisher of our faith. And as your word says, O Father, we lift up our eyes to the mountains. Where does our help come from? Our help comes from you, O God, the maker of heaven and earth. And with that, Lord, we lift up LFI projects before you, God. Thank you, O God. You who began this good work, Lord, we thank you, because our trust is in your ability, O God, that all this shall be accomplished to the glory and honor of your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for the Heritage Leadership Academy Phase 4 project. Lord, we look back as where, Lord, you've brought us from. Today, Lord, we can stand and say, thank you, Father, for this far, Lord, you've brought us in establishing this academy, in raising up leaders, oh Lord, through this ministry, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for phase 1. We give you glory for phase 2. We praise you, Lord, for phase 3, oh God. And Lord, now we commit this Heritage Leadership Academy Phase 4 project before you, O God. Thank you, Lord, you began it. We bless you, O God. You say in your word that we are confident, that we are certain. He who began the good work at Victory Faith Church, at Living Faith International, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. This is our faith, O Lord. You began this work, O Lord, in raising leaders through this ministry. Father God, we trust you, Lord, for the resources. Lord, we thank you for the right divine partnership you're establishing, Lord, with Living Faith International. Thank you, Lord, for all these partners who have come forth to support these projects. Lord, we dedicate all this before you, O God, that we trust you, O Father, that you are enabling us, O Lord, to be at the right place, to do the right thing as per your will for the completion of this project phase 4. Lord, we thank you that you are doing a great work, O Lord, through this project. And Lord, these leaders are raised through this ministry to bring you glory in this nation, to bring change in this nation. And so, Lord, we commit this project before you, O God. And we are trusting you, Lord, for the resources. We are believing you for favor with authorities throughout the process, O Lord. Favor, Lord, with the city county, O Lord. Favor, Lord, with the construction authority. Favor, Lord, with our neighbors throughout the project, O Lord. We are believing you for divine favor in the mighty name of Jesus. That this through this project, O God, you receive all glory. You receive all honor. We thank you, O God. We bless you, Lord, even for the water cell project in this property, O God. This is for your glory in raising funds, O Lord, for the orphans and vulnerable that you've placed in our hands, O God. That through this project, O Lord, in raising resources to support these projects, our children's home, our school, O God, we believe again for your favor. We believe, O Lord, for all those hands involved, every stakeholder. Father, we pray that they are aligned to your will. That they are aligned, Lord, to your pattern in every aspect of planning, in every aspect of execution, oh Father. We believe for the alignment by the will of God. We thank you, oh God. Thank you again, oh Father, that we believe through this water cell project in this property, Lord, the resources shall be raised. Lord, we shall bring all these clouds from all corners of this city. And Lord, it shall bear fruit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we trust you. We trust you, Lord. We believe in you, O God, even for what you began in Marsabit County. Father, we are so grateful. All the testimonies you have received. Lord, we bless you, Lord, for the testimony you have received through the food distribution project. Lord, in response to your word, where we fed those who are hungry, in all these places, Lord, that you've taken this ministry to, oh Father. And we are people who are crying with a hunger cry, oh God. But because of your obedience to your word, Living Faith International, Lord, through the feeding program project, oh Lord. Lord, you have established yourself in this county. Lord, we have given food to your people. Lord, in response again to your word, that your people were hungry. And Lord, you were hungry and we fed you, oh Lord. We bless you, O Father, that may this continue. That, Lord, we shall not ignore the cries of the hungry. Lord, we shall not ignore these cries from your children. We shall not ignore these cries from the mamas. We shall not ignore these cries from the elderly. Lord, as we distribute the food to all these people. Thank you, Lord, for the borehole project. Thank you, Lord, for the water project. We bless you, Lord. We believe it. As you say in your word again, thank you, Lord. That springs of water will burst out in the wilderness. Streams flow in the desert. Hot sands will become a cool oasis. Thirsty ground a splashing fountain. Even lonely jackals will have water to drink. And barren grasslands flourish richly. That's our prayer for Marsabit County. That's our prayer for the Rendille people. That's our prayer, Lord, for the villages in Kor, in the mighty name of Jesus. That there shall be an oasis from the desert through this water project, oh Lord. That we are believing this is divine. Lord, in your prophets, in believing and hearing from you, oh Lord, in obedience to your word, in obedience to your instruction, and your prophets hearing and obeying and heeding to your call, oh God, and leading this ministry, oh Lord, and to step our feet in Marsabit County. Lord, we thank you that we believe for this oasis. We believe for these springs of water flowing, oh Lord, and satisfying the thirst of the Rendille people. Lord, we thank you that we believe, oh God, as we answer this cry for water, as we answer this cry for water, this is a blessing. is a blessing to the children, is a blessing to the mamas, is a blessing to the young people, is a blessing, Lord, to the elderly, that it shall be for your testimony in all that is going to happen through this boho, this water project. Thank you, Lord, for the partners again. Thank you for every coin. Thank you for every dollar that has come, Lord, from you, oh God, through the people that you have touched in their hearts, that they have partnered with Living Faith International to be able to make this project a reality. Father, we are grateful. We are grateful that this far, Lord, you have brought us with this project. For every heart that has been touched, we bless you, oh God, that this shall be a testimony to our nation. This shall be a testimony to the county that indeed our God is faithful, that indeed our God is loving, that as a child cried there in the wilderness, as the mamas cried there, Lord, in the desert, Lord, you heard their cry. And through it, Lord, we believe through this water project that many shall come into the knowledge of Christ. So we bless you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. And again, Lord, we commit the project ahead of us, even in building, in blessing, oh Lord, the nomadic primary school with a class. Lord, we receive it as an instruction from you. We desire to be a blessing to this community, to the children, oh Lord, in these villages, oh God. We thank you, Father, that this shall bring hope to them. This shall bring hope to them, even as they learn, oh God, knowing that they are loved, knowing that they are cared for. Not the one that someone thinks about them, thinks good about them, oh Lord. And so we believe, oh God, even as it has been set before us, to believe you, Lord, for the resources, to believe you for the finances, oh God, even through this MegaFest 360, in partnership with the youth, oh Lord, in bringing this hope alive in the Rendille people. Thank you, Father, that even as we close this year, as we believe for the resources, that this grade 8 class, oh God, at Nomadic Primary School shall be built in your name, oh God. So we thank you, oh God. We thank you for all the projects that are already in place. Thank you for the projects already in the pipeline. Lord, to you be glorified. And we lift up your name and we believe so, oh God, that it is done because our hearts are fixed on you, that we shall not waver in our faith, but we believe you began the good work, and Lord, you shall bring it to fruition. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name.
Lord, we continue to thank you and to bless you for who you are. You are the great and mighty God, to whom there is no shadow of turning. You do great and mighty things. That is all you do, great and mighty. And Lord, we want to thank you for every prayer that has been prayed, even in the spirit this evening. We apprehend the will of God this evening that we have already prayed in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you for the congregation of Victory Faith this evening. We want to thank you that there is not one you do not know. You know everyone in their needs, in their wants, in their desires, in their prayers, in their long-held promises. There is nothing you do not know. And you have asked us to come in the name of Jesus. And this evening, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as we lift up this congregation, thanking you for every promise that you have already promised. We want to thank you for promises in your word. We thank you for promises that has been spoken, even by our leaders and our prophets, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you that none of every of one of those promises shall fall to the ground, but they shall all come to pass in Jesus' name. And therefore, we want to thank you upon every family in this church. We thank you upon because of the children. We thank you because of the youth. We thank you because of our pastors, that in the name of Jesus, this very season is the season of double-double. And therefore, we want to thank you that none shall miss it in Jesus' name. We thank you that this is the year. It is the season of breaking barriers. Lord, we want to thank you that none of these members, none of these that are called by your name, and brought into this place shall miss in the breaking of barriers in the name of Jesus. We thank you for barriers will be broken by the children. Barriers will be broken by the youth. Barriers shall be broken by the adults. Every family shall break barriers this season in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you for testimonies. Now, again, we want to thank you for increase. We thank you for divine increase in the name of Jesus upon the members of this ministry in the name of Jesus, that them and their children, they shall experience your will in the breaking of barriers, in the increase in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you and to bless you for everyone that is having a desire and believing you in the name of Jesus for great and mighty things to happen in their families, that it shall be so in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you for your word that has been spoken today, and therefore we believe according to this word that everyone in this congregation, everyone in Victory Faith, shall walk in the paths that are growing brighter and brighter, that your sun continues to shine brighter and brighter in the name of Jesus. We thank you for solidifying every desire in the name of Jesus and bringing it to fruition in the name of the Lord. We thank you for answers. We thank you for victories. We thank you for answers in the spirit in the name of Jesus, and that we continue to see them even manifesting in the physical. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Would you kindly press Isaiah 62 in the Passion Translation? We'll make the confession as the prayer for Israel. Isaiah 62 in the Passion Translation, we'll read verse 1 to 5 together. If you can project it for us, please. This is our prayer for Israel. Isaiah 62, verse 1 to 5, in the Passion Translation. Oh, you don't have the Passion? All right, sorry about that. Okay, let me read it. This is our prayer for Israel tonight. It says, For Zion's sake, how can I keep silent? For Jerusalem's sake, how can I remain quiet? I will keep interceding until her righteousness breaks forth like the blazing light of dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. Nations will see your victory vindication, and every king will witness your blinding radiance. You will be called by a brand new name given to you from the mouth of Yahweh himself. You will be a beautiful crown held high in the hand of Yahweh, a royal crown of splendor held in the open palm of your God. You will never again be called the abandoned one, nor will your land be called deserted. But you will be called, my delight is in you, and your land, my beloved wife. For Yahweh finds his delight in you, and he married your land. As a young man marries the young woman he loves, so your builder's sons will marry you, and the bridegroom finds joy in his union with his bride. So will your God take joy in his union with you. That's our confession over the nation of Israel. Is married by God, and his builder sons are safeguarding it, and they are winning every war in Jesus' name. And Father, tonight we thank you for placing us in the most beautiful nation on earth. Is the nation of Kenya. It's our beloved nation. And therefore, even as we look at all that is happening in the nation, we know that the enemy is afraid of the destiny of this nation. So by faith, we call this nation righteous. It is a righteous nation. There is order in the nation. There is order in the education sector. There is order in the universities. There is order in the health system. There is order at JKIA. There is order in the electricity system. There is order in every sphere and in every institution of this nation. There is order at State House. There is order in the judiciary. There is order at Parliament. There is order in the county councils. We declare tonight, Kenya is orderly. By our confession tonight, we call Kenya a righteous nation where your word is thriving. And therefore we declare, as your word says, that you sent forth your word and you healed them and delivered them from all destruction. We are sending your word to heal the nation and to preserve Kenya from every form of destruction. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray, we believe it, and we receive it. Amen. That's our confession in Jesus' name.